Mr. President, I have Mr. Rainwater now.
Yeah.
Mr. President.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
I wanted to tell you, I thought you did a fine job on television last night.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, and we're glad to get some of our side across here.
Well, I just wish I could do more after doing this ask. What else can we do now?
I think we are right in not, you know, we've avoided, trying to avoid getting rough on these people because I don't want to have the situation. Remember the bonus marchers back in 30?
We must not allow that.
And so I've told we, that's why we have finally vacated the court order. It ends today anyway. The permit ends. So, but the real problem we've got here, Chief, is that the fact that the media, although they gave you a minute, you're about the first one they put on, but night after night they run 5 or 6 minutes of these people. It's really something, isn't it?
Yes, and for the next 10 days here, I'm going to hit that every day, the overkill here as I get on.
Right. The fact that basically they ought to present both sides.
Yes, I don't know why. There's an example. The 5 national commanders of the veterans organizations have not been invited to face the nation.
Right. Good. Well, you hit it. That's the kind of thing. Just say that, look, let's have equal time.
Well, this is critical hour. It's a critical time. I was reading Hanoi's request this morning in Paris, and it dovetails in with what Hartke told me yesterday. I went down and bearded him for 45 minutes in his den yesterday.
Good.
And I said, Senator, you know that you're misleading these people with some of your statements. A reporter questioned me in my interview and said that will you repudiate Senator Hartke's statement last night? I said, I don't know what it is. What is it? She said, he said that he did not see any need for any more veterans legislation or liberalizing it until Vietnam War ends.
Yeah.
And I think he said that, Miss, he's going to have 1,600,000 veterans down his neck and get him off of that committee right fast.
Good.
He has us in the spot, sir. He's the chairman of that veterans committee.
I know he has. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Here I am one day having to
I know.
With him.
I know you have to.
And it's a tough one for me to walk.
Right. Well, let me say this. We're doing the right thing here, and we're going to come out all right. But we just have to sort of sail through these next couple of weeks, and then...
I'll tell you of my conversation with him last night.
Colson?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen him today.
I gave him a message, and I want to give it to you if you have 1 minute.
Sure.
What, Mr. President, if after this is over, this thing, demonstration is finished, sometime in the next 2 weeks or so, you say to Hanoi, look, you are keep talking about a date. Why don't you set one yourselves, and you would know in your mind what it is then, and that requirement then following that would be inventory of our prisoners, accounting for all in Laos, help of the Viet Cong in the north, and then commensurate with every 50,000 troops that America withdraws, you send home 30, 40 prisoners. And that way, we'll all come down together, and we will release your prisoners in the same way. I just give that to you as
good.
A thought.
Good. I'll get it, certainly look at it. We're looking, you know, we've presented a lot of these things, but anytime we can find a new one, we're going to do it.
Well, this puts the onus on their backs.
Yeah.
You're saying to them, okay, you want a date? Now, you have been kidding the American people. You haven't lived up to the Geneva Conference.
Right.
Nothing you have said have you honored, including all ceasefires at the Tet. And, and Hartke says, oh, well, to me yesterday, all the president has to do is tell them that he's going to pull out on October the 28th or whatever, and then they will negotiate the prisoners of war. And I said, well, why do you...
Negotiate it, yeah.
I said, why do you believe that, sir, when they haven't lived up to one single line of the Geneva Conference? So I search too every day for answers, and this one has come.
Well, you keep you keep pushing them into us, Chief, and you know we'll examine them, and we'll pop up with them whenever we think it'll work.
Well, I know that you give things a lot of thought.
I know, but we always like some good ideas from outside.
Well,
and
think about this, and I think
I know. I will. I've just made a note on it.
Okay, sir.
And I appreciate it, and just keep slugging.
Well,
okay.
I am, and I know you've got a tough one.
Don't worry. We'll handle it.
Thank you.
Bye.